You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Spur Corporation Limited reported their full year's results for the financial year ended 30 June 2026. Revenues up 8.5% from a business perspective, franchised turnovers up north of the 12 billion rand mark, and profits before tax, depending on which number you're looking at, north of the 300, possibly even 400 million rand mark. We're going to take a look at these numbers in more detail with the company's Group Chief Executive Officer, Val Nichas, who joins me on the line now to see what we make of their performance. Val, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Another good year, another strong year, and I'm happy to see this year's performance very, very different from what we were dealing with back in COVID-19. The business really back in its stride and really doing well. What did you make of the year?
Good afternoon, Jimmy. Lovely to be on the call again. Yes, we're very grateful for the results and we're very pleased that we've been blessed with the last 6 years of a good, solid performance for our group and our brands. So really exciting. Yes, COVID years are forgotten now, but it has been good, and we're very grateful for our customers who still vote with their feet and visit our restaurants regularly. So yes, happy with the results.
Well, let's take a look at that voting with their feet, because it's coming through in the numbers. Unrestricted cash at the end of the year, just shy, literally 7 million shy of the 500 million rand mark. This coupled with a overall debt on the balance sheet of under 25 million rand. The business definitely in a comfortable position by any metric, and from an operating perspective, return on equity north of 20%. Your balance sheet really shows that the business has done all it's needed to recover from those dire times. How is the management team feeling about having this much headroom?
We know that over the years we've made sure that we had liquidity in the business, and we know that over the period, obviously, we've looked at either cash buybacks or the investment that we made in the Doppio portfolio in December 23. So there has been some consideration of capital allocation, but as you know, we also had to make allowance and ensure we had funds available because of the litigation case that obviously was announced on the 7th of August. So yes, it's important for us. Obviously, the business does generate good cash every single year, and a lot of it obviously is paid out in dividends to our shareholders and tax, but we make sure that every year we are very responsible with how we invest and protect our cash holdings.
Val, let's take a look at that litigation provision in a bit more detail, because really, if we're looking at the numbers for this particular financial year, that is the only thing that has swung the numbers against the Spur Group. Almost 130 million rand provision there that's being set aside. That case is ongoing. I'm not going to expect you to comment on the developments of the case, but from a financial perspective, a prudent decision by the business to set those funds aside regardless of the outcome at this stage. The business, even with that 130 million rand set aside, still having its head well above water.
Yes. Look, the provision was necessary. We don't like it, but it's necessary. And it did impact our profit before tax if you take the provision into consideration, as well as our headline earnings per share. It didn't affect anything else in terms of our cash generated or return on equity. But the provision's there. We're going into appeal. So God willing, we'll see what the outcome is in February. The underlying performance, as you saw, was very solid with most of our brands delivering a good performance.
Val, can we take a look at those brands in a bit more detail? Because the business has, over the years, been able to kind of build out different segments within the food segment as a whole. I mean, there's obviously the sit-down family side of things, there's the fast casual, there's the virtual brands. How have you been able to craft the architecture in a market that, one, is highly competitive, two, is saturated with many different brands? The Spur Corporation as a group is almost elevated itself to not just being one company, but being a holding company for all of these companies. How does that strategy play out now that you've still got the headroom to add to these brands, to add to the strategy? Are you looking at perhaps saying, let's start to diversify into more of the virtual side of it? Let's dig a little deeper into the fast casual businesses. How is this shaping your approach to your various portfolio assets?
So Jimmy, we've always approached our portfolio as a house of brands, playing probably in the mainstream to upper consumer family dining type environments, because our brands were about celebration, experiential, and family orientated. So that sort of sits at the core of the business, which is obviously led by Spur, followed by Panarottis, John Dory's, and then on the fast casual side with Rocamamas, that's spanning a little bit more of the fast casual. And then we know that consumers go up the ranks with their dining experiences. So they're not going to jump from QSR to a speciality, but from a, let's say, a mainstream family dining experience, they might move to a speciality restaurant like Doppio or Hussar Grill. So our brand portfolio is definitely in the arena of casual dining. So it's weighted service, but it's not necessarily fine dining. I think it's still approachable, affordable, and unintimidating. So that's how we've positioned our brands, with probably our biggest unique differentiator is brands that lead the experience. So at birthday, at Spur, it's about the birthday celebration, about the play areas. At Panarottis, it's about eating the pizza at the table, sharing experiences around a table, the kids playing with dough or making their own pizza. Everything's around the experience. At Rocamamas, it's about your tick menu so you can customize your burger. The fact that you can use an alias name when you order, and then there's a bit of interaction with the waiter. So we've always built on that, and that's something that differentiates us. And our intent is to even elevate that even further, try and build that every touch point we're building the experience on a new level. That's how we approach our brands. Are there other categories and channels? On channels, we're not going to become a QSR brand, but we recognize that our brands and our consumers want those signature items. They want the Durky wings. And they want the cheddar melt steak, and they want it wherever they are. So if they're on a couch, they want to order it through a delivery service. So that's why we have to engage in those, in the third-party aggregators, to get the product to the consumer. The virtual kitchen brands, I think, is a, I always call it the underground brands, because I think there are quite a lot of them. A lot of our brands have leveraged the opportunity to capitalize on the capacity in a restaurant. So for example, Panarottis runs the Pizza Pug brand, which is a virtual kitchen brand. And about 89% of Panarottis franchisees are also selling pizza on the Pizza Pug brand. So I think there's a market out there that wants something that's a little bit different. If it's the right price and the name and the product resonates with them, they'll order it again. So so that's our approach. Our core business is casual dining, but we definitely want to be available to our customers on any channel they choose.
Elevating experiential dining experiences and listening to the consumers and the market in the process. The Spur Corporation firmly entrenching themselves as the home of good brands and reporting numbers that support that in great detail. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer of Spur Corporation Limited, Val Nichas, joining us to reflect on the positive year that they've had and where the business is headed to next.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.